The Purple Project Podcast continues. This is a daily edition. Once again, Eddie Greer here, host of the Purple Project Podcast, which, by the way, folks, if you're new to the show, podcast all about what's going on in the latest of Kansas State athletics here in Manhattan. Kansas has been miserable on this Monday. The second, as I'm recording this, just after work here, and the winds has calmed down, but the rain still coming down just a little bit outside of the Greer household here, as I sit down and record this podcast. But man, so much going on. We're going to touch on basketball tomorrow, because, aka, there's been some moves here. We got, I think, two more players just committed here to K-State via basketball. And it looks like for the first time in quite some time, a five-star player could be coming here as well. So Jerome Tang and the staff getting things done here in a little less than 24 hours here. But I'm going to spend the rest of this daily talking, just wrapping things up here about the draft and where K-State players have landed. We already mentioned already, I believe it was this morning, as I'm sitting here recording, this is not going to come out till tomorrow. But there's a recap, you guys, if you guys have not been paying attention or been out of the loop for a little bit. Obviously, two hit in the transfer portal. Why did I say transfer portal? I meant two hit in the NFL draft. Why did I get transfer portal from? I mean, we've been talking about it so much, it's stuck in my head. But yeah, two hit in the NFL draft. Skylar Thompson has arrived in South Florida. He put out a little bit of a video this morning about that. He pumped up to get going there. Rush East headed west to LA to the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions there. And six former K-State players, football players, have signed unrestricted free agents to clubs already. Let's wrap them up here. Giants have two. My Falcons get two. I'm excited about that. Jets get one, and the Bucks get the other one. Josh Reavis and Ben Adler head to New York to hang out with the Giants here. We'll see how that goes. Timmy Horn and J-Mac. Jerron McPherson, welcome on board the Dirty Birds, baby, to the ATL. So, hey, like I said today, as I'm sitting here recording this on Monday Mornings Daily, that, hey, we need more D linemen. and the way that things shook out, sorry to go on the Falcons tangent, but hey, it got caught where I see it. But, last year, I recall there was two unnamed, unfamiliar defensive players, D-line players that really showed out late in the season, and head coach Arthur Smith kept them on for the rest of the year. So, hey, Timmy Horn, you're going to get a fair shot to compete. I do know that. That's for sure. So does Jerron McPherson. That is going to be that. It's going to be definitely an interesting run in all caps for sure, because the fact that we signed already so many DBs already. We signed Casey Hayward. He's going to be corner number two there for sure. We signed Isaiah Oliver, who we definitely missed last year, the nickel there as well. That safety position, that's kind of up for grabs a little bit there. We're anxious to see how the development of Richie Grant goes as well. But so, again, I mean, he's going to have a fair chance to compete. There's no question about that. So, J-Mac, interesting signing there. Hey, I hope all goes well there as well. But Timmy Horn. Not to my own horn here. He has a possibility. He can still make the Packers squad. That's big. But, hey, you got a chance, because on the other side of Green Jarrett, I mean, Marlon Davidson hasn't been all that great. I believe he came out of either the first round or the second round. I can't remember where we drafted him. But he's been kind of an underwhelming disappointment there. So he's going to have an opportunity to do that. On the other side of New York, the Jets grab Daniel Imanabebe. That's another big target. If he were to make that squad there, obviously, Now I'm forgetting the quarterback who got drafted last year at number two for BYU. I can't think of the name right now. It's probably going to come up after the podcast. But anyways, that's not beyond the point here. Daniel Imadebebe, huge tumor for Zach Wilson. There you go. Boom, nailed it. Zach Wilson, that could be another big target. Jets killed it in the NFL draft this year. They obviously got Sauce Gardner. But another notable name on that list. Breece Hall, former running back for Iowa State, Jets got him. So they're very aggressive, trying to get weapons around that quarterback up there in New York there. And this could be another weapon here if Imadebebe can make the team there. And he should have been used more last year for K-State. A big target like that. Obviously, we'll touch on that a lot more. As we go into some months, as we prepare for the 2022 football season here at K-State. But it's too bad we can't do anything about it now. Hopefully for greener pastures, no pun intended, for Daniel Imadebebe. And last but not least, the other NFC South opponent, Bucks. Tampa Bay Bucks grab Boom Mattsy. Yes, Bronson Mattsy signed. Boy, they're already stacked the line. You add him to the mix, if Bronson Mattsy can do his thing, I think he's going to be okay as well. So that's eight players for K-State. Busy last couple of days to the NFL draft for K-State. Skyler and Russ, and he has six unrestricted free agents there as well. And what's missing in this list here, we had him on the podcast. And we've had him on the podcast there. That, my friends, is Sauce Boss Reggie Stubblefield. His name did not come across our list now. Actually, let's see. Trying to make sure I have this right here. Yeah, I haven't really seen anything about Reggie Stubblefield into the next where he's going to go. So yeah, that's still some time left, but that's very unfortunate for him now. When his podcast comes up, that could change. But at the moment, his podcast, I don't have anything on him. So that's very unfortunate there. But hey, you got to keep on grinding. Hey, somebody's going to get you for a trial of some sort there. But he did talk to all 32 teams prior to the trial, talking about Stubblefield there. But yes, eight K-Staters with NFL teams. Two to be certain there, unless things change between now and the 2022 NFL season there as well. So congrats to all there, the Purple Project Podcast, moving with a lot of content. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Make sure, if you're new to the podcast, again, welcome on board. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and you should be getting content almost daily. I do can guarantee you that almost daily, every time I post content daily or the weekly edition of the podcast. You have joined on the right time, because we are coming up on a big time milestone of the Triple PW podcast. So I want to make sure you get on it as well. Again, we'll touch on basketball on tomorrow's edition and Wednesday's edition of the Triple PD. Men's basketball is starting to really make waves here. And that's awesome to see Jerome Tang there making moves on the basketball court. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. A.D. Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.